Our theme for this morning is love and friendship. And I had a special address for young children. I see we've only got two in the congregation this morning. This one there. Tell you what, let me try and see if this one can get it to work. Yeah, it's on now. I have quite a few nieces and nephews and friends' children that I often visit. And every now and then, I take some for them. Not often, you know. Their parents don't like it because, obviously, sweets are no good for us. Bad for our teeth. But every now and then, I'll buy them sweets. Different kinds and chocolates. And when I was on holiday, sometime last year, I saw this bag of sweets. So I bought three bags. One for my workplace, and one for my nieces and my nephews. And I gave it to them. And of course, their parents had a go at me. I said, oh, yeah, but it's only, you know, the ones. I'm not going to give them again. And the one at work finished first. But not completely. The plain ones were left. Nobody touched those ones. Everybody just picked what they wanted and left those. Then when I went to visit my sister, it was the same thing. Everything else, the colored ones are all gone. But the white ones, and I just eat them all myself anyway. And you sit there and you wonder, why is it that it's only those plain ones that get behind? I mean, I must admit, it didn't taste very nice. So somebody would probably just taste it once and decide that, you know, that's it, not having any more. But that's sweets. When you open a packet of sweets or a box of chocolate, you see all sorts of different types and different colors, which I've got loads here. Everyone can have one later on. And eat it with lunch. That's what the dentist said. If you must eat it, you eat it with lunch. And you think about it, especially in schools, playgrounds, we tend to pick people we like to play with, don't we? Yeah? And some people we tend not to talk to. For whatever reason, it could be that they've got different color hair, different color skin. They're a bit tall and lanky, like I was in school, and nobody wanted to talk to you. So for all sorts of reasons, we only pick and speak to the people that we want to speak to. And the rest of the people are left. Nobody speaks to them. And it can be quite painful, isn't it, when nobody speaks to you. But Jesus said, in the Bible, he said, love one another. He said, love everyone. Respect everyone. He didn't say, love that one because they're the same height with you or because they look like you. He said, love everyone. Even the tall, lanky one who was always me at the back of the class. Because that's what he came here to do. He loved everyone regardless of who that was. And what I wanted to do is give the young ones a little challenge. Cut it short now, not do it today. Just say, when you go home this week, an auntie or cousin that you don't like very much, just ring them and so text them and say hello to them. You're sitting in school or in your class, someone that you don't normally talk to, someone that you don't play with, someone who's always standing there alone, probably because they can't even speak the English properly. They can't speak the language I don't understand. Just go and say, hello, good morning, and see how it feels like. So for that reason, everyone can have one of this. And as I say, you eat it with your lunch. That's what the dentist will say. Just take one and pass it around, please. Thank you. Let's see which one is left behind.